Everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and today I'm very excited to welcome to the show, Brandon Hojo. Welcome, Brandon.
Heyo, it's so good to be here. I've listened to every podcast at least twice or three times. It's so good, and that music is like, I was just telling Damon before we were recording, it's like the music you hear in the movies before the movie starts, and you're like, it's starting, like when the Marvel music plays, and oh, I love that music. It's so good to be here. I'm very glad and I'm so excited.
Yeah, so Brandon is my consigliere on the podcast. So the reason he's listening to each one two or three times is because he's been helping to give tips to make the podcast better. So I really appreciate you, Brandon, for all of your insights and help.
I mean, it's easy to criticize, but now that I'm on it, I'm so nervous and I'm worrying about everything. And is my face too close to the mic? But yeah, no, it's great to listen and hear you host and hear you how you help the interview go, and it's so good.
So Brandon, for each of our guests, we always ask the same question, and I know that you're ready because you've been thinking about it, listening to each guest two or three times. So Brandon, what's God been highlighting to you recently?
Recently, God has been telling me that God is good. He is so good. And in the larger story of where I am now, God has definitely blessed me in so many ways, especially in terms of my career. Mm-hmm. And I was reflecting yesterday, and I was thinking, God orchestrated 10 years of my life for me to realize it now. Hmm. And it's just like, wow, God, you knew that when I was in high school or whenever. And all these passions, all these failures, all of these great opportunities, and they've all summed up to now. And it just makes me remember and feel like God is good in all circumstances. And oh my gosh, what is God going to do in 10 years from my life from now? And just stepping into that and being obedient. There are so many God moments in my life where it's like, some will say it luck, and I will say, no, that was God moving clear as day. I have to acknowledge God, praise God in the moment, in all the good times and the bad times. Like, obviously in the failures, you don't feel like praising God. But I was just like, man, God, you are good in every circumstance, because this is leading to something greater in the past. Like, I don't want to go into prosperity gospel or anything like that, but like, God has been very good to me and I have to acknowledge it. And so very recently in my career, he's did some major moves. I've been praying about, do I want to stay in this industry? But God definitely showed his hand, was like, oh my gosh, I'm staying. Mm-hmm. And God has been so good to me, and I have to acknowledge it. It's all God.
That's awesome. And that's really how we want everyone to be able to feel as they listen to the podcast and are part of our church, is we want everyone to feel the goodness of God, but then also to see God at work in their lives and to be able to say, yeah, I am able to flourish in this hard season, and I'm also able to flourish in this good season, and being able to see what God is doing in each season. So it's neat to hear that, you know. And Brandon, I've known you since you were in first grade. I was Brandon's Sunday school teacher in first grade. And so it's been a long time. And so it's really neat for me to see where you're at now from where you were when we first met, and you were this really quiet first grader sitting there. And so to see where you're at now and seeing your journey with God has been really awesome.
All right, this might date us, but yes, like Damon, you were I was in first grade, third grade, fifth grade. You were the teacher in Sunday school. And I remember emotionally, the first thing I remember when I was younger was like, Damon is intimidating. He was like, don't say the wrong thing. Just be precise. And so when I got to middle school, you were also our leader. And so I remember one of your last times as our small group leader, you had just wrapped up the message, or you just wrapped up talking about something super deep and important. And I'm in middle school. And so I'm thinking, all right. After he's done talking, we can get snacks and we're done. So Damon, you finished. And I was like, all right, let's go get some food. And then Damon, you looked at me and like the room was silent of the six of us. And you're like, all right, Brandon, you can pray for us. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, of course it's me. Because in middle school, you don't want to pray to God. Now when you're an adult, it's like, okay, I'll pray for the meal. But in the moment I was like, oh man, he got me. I should have stood up. But that's one of the first memories I have with you.
I'm glad that you're able to remember the fun stuff and the funny things, Brandon, and thinking that I was intimidating. So hopefully I'm not as intimidating anymore, because I keep asking you to do all these different things. And so Brandon's been helping us a lot out at church with the technology side. throughout the pandemic, he was one of my main consultants with setting up the live stream and helping to make it better. And now he's helping us out with the podcast and as well as with the recordings. So part of what I wanted to do with today's episode is give a little bit of Brandon's background and history in what he had already mentioned, which is his career, which is he has he's working in the film and TV industries. So I wanted him to share a little bit about his journey with that, and then as well as how God has placed his hand on this whole journey, and give him a chance to share about, you know, what it's like to be a Christian in that industry. Because when I think of that industry, I don't think of it as a very Christian industry. So I wanted Brandon just to share a little bit of his thoughts.
I'm not going to tell you my entire life story, but I'll give you the shortened version of just, again, like all the God moments that I kind of mentioned earlier. And so,
yeah, so it's funny too, because before, as we were prepping, Brandon was like, I can give you all the frosting or I can cut out all the frosting. So
I'm going to give you just the cake, exactly what you want. And so, yes, I am currently in the film and TV industry. I've done a lot of reality food TV. But before we get to any of that, it all kind of started with movies. And so our family, we love movies. I would watch all kinds of movies, B movies, A movies, C movies, E movies. Like they were just good and bad movies all around. And so every summer, me and my sister would just watch movies after movies. We would quote them. And so when I got into high school, it's always like, what do you want to do for college? And I was like, Mom, I want to go into psychology. And my mom says, psychology? That's the most taken major in the U.S. Don't take psychology. It's like, fine, I'll take film because that's a better field to go into. And so I went to film because it just making my first film in high school was amazing. Mm-hmm. You get to see the editing, the sound, all the footage that you shoot that you never use. And it's just, I fell in love and this is so great. So I applied to film school at Cal State Long Beach, and you always go in as a pre-major and you just take the prereqs. And I remember the day that I got into the film school, I applied. It was at 10:09 on a Wednesday night.
Wow, so specific.
And I got the email. I was like, oh, what is this email? And I remember the first thing you see is congratulations. You read the rest of the email. I grabbed a Gatorade bottle and I threw it at my roommate because I was so excited. And we're all jumping and screaming together. And that was when my life changed, when I got into the film school. And so film school, we're taught scripted, right? And so you're taught everything in the scripted world, like how to operate the camera, the lights, how to edit, how to write your own story, the whole nine yards. I wanted to be a director first. I directed a few actors and was like, nope, I do not want to do this. Mm-hmm. Directing is not my take. So I went into more of the producer route. And so I'm going to fast forward. We finish college. I graduate from film school. It's the summertime. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I don't intern anything. And like, oh my gosh, I was so lucky. My friend from film school calls me up. It's like, hey, are you looking for a job? And I was like, yeah, yeah, I am. And he basically gets me into this company. I was originally just supposed to be there for 2 weeks, but when I got there, another one of my friends who had worked there had said, hey, Hojo, I'm putting my 2 weeks in. Do you want the job? And I was like, yeah, I'll take the full-time job. Like, this sounds amazing. And my boss walks by. He's like, hey, I heard you want the full-time job. I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, let's make that happen. And then it was that easy. I didn't have to send my resume. I didn't have to interview. He was like, you got it.
Wow.
And I was like, great. And so that was my foot in the door into the film industry. So this production company has a long-lasting relationship with the Food Network, and so they had created a lot of their content. And so originally I'm working in the office, and then I see all these producers, all these line producers, and all these people behind the camera making things happen. And so I was always just like, hey, you need anything from this office, you talk to me first. You don't talk to any of my other coworkers, you talk to me and I'll help you out. Mm. And so eventually they were like, hey, Hojo, like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do in this? And I want to be on set with you guys. And so that was the start of everything. I was a PA, a production assistant. They are the bottom of the bottom. They are they take out the trash. We replace the coolers with drinks and water. We're cleaning stuff. We're getting people coffee. But at the same time, without a PA, the production doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We do so many little things. So we're also known as like the backbone of each set. And so I had felt like I had to earn my stripes as a PA. And so, but as a PA, what's so great is when you're mostly done with your job, you can talk to another department and be like, hey, what do you guys do? Mm. Oh, I love that. hey, what do you guys do? I hate that. I would never want to do that for 12 hours a day. And so as a PA, I got to learn all the different departments. And so you're kind of relearning what you learned in film school. Like, oh, we talked about that. Oh, I know what that equipment is called because I learned it in film school. But I had been introduced in the, this is now the TV world of Food Network. And so I wasn't really trained in TV. I wasn't really trained in how like episodes work as much. And so everything was a learning experience. And so we're going to fast forward a few years of me. I got to PA on big shows like Fear Factor or on Netflix like Nailed It and Floor is Lava. I've gotten to PA on dozens of Food Network random shows. And then I got my first AP, associate producer gig. And it's so different as a in the producer world. Like, you're seen differently. Like, the producing department is just, oh, like they're the ones who create the content of the show. But as an AP, as an associate producer, you're kind of helping, you're on the bottom of the totem pole for the producing department. And so you're kind of starting over in a different department, but specifically meant for them. And so all this time at being a PA, being an associate producer, like, you have to understand that where you are in this film industry, you have to play your cards right. I think all the time about my friends and my peers, like, who else could make it in this industry? And it's so hard because you need to, it's not who you know, it's how you know them. And it's like that with any industry. It's like how you get pulled onto these random shows or these random opportunities, but it's kind of like how you interact with them and how good you are to them. And not in a brown-nosing way, like, you're still a human and being friends, but I think it's just a matter of you have to be a good person. So many times on set I've heard, like, if you are like kind of like a jerk, or you're kind of mean, or you're unpleasant to work with, I've heard a lot of people in various departments saying, I'd rather work with someone that I'd like who's not as great at with their job than working with someone who's amazing at their job, but they're a terrible human to be around with. And I think a lot of us have been in that position where it's like, oh man, because the hiring and firing world of film is so different. And so it's like, if you don't like someone, you just, only two more weeks. And then the show ends, and then they just never get invited back. As opposed to, you're working in an office and this person's kind of a jerk, and they're just there for 10 years because they don't get fired.
So is that an area that you feel like your faith has really helped you along your journey of working?
Oh, absolutely. I think it comes down to your core values as a person. In my Christian faith, like, it's more than just being a good human, but it's kind of what the scriptures all saying. You're being an ambassador for Christ. Like, you're a representative. And so, as in any industry, there's always people talking behind each other's backs. As positive as an environment as you want to be, you still have to do your job. But I think being a good human, like, my Christian faith has directed so much of who I am. It's working hard, being diligent in the things that I am passionate about. But also, when you're just a kind person for another department, like, a lot of times it's like, not my department, not my problem. But for me, coming from a PA and being the backbone of all these other things, it's just like, help out wherever you can. And so my Christian faith, like, I'm not just gonna let someone suffer when I can easily help them. And so a lot of times, if I see a coworker, like, hey, is there any way that I can help? I have a lot on my plate, but can I help you in any way? And just being like, film can seem like a very stressful, high-intensity environment because you have deadlines. We have certain, like, times to keep. We have 1 week to do this, so it's scramble, scramble, scramble. And so it's kind of like, there can be a lot of anxiety, but I think a lot of something that I've learned is, like, help calm people down, kind of find the harmony, but also being like, yeah, what can I do? How can I make this experience better? And there's, like, the first time I had to send a rejection email to a contestant who didn't make it on the show, it was the weirdest thing ever. It's like, I have to reject you, but I'm not gonna like ghost you. I'm not gonna just say, sorry, you're like, you didn't make the show, bye. Like, just being a kind human and extending grace and extending kindness of, like, hey, we're really sorry. And also, you don't wanna lie. It's so easy to lie in this industry because they don't know. They don't know what's going on. And so for me, it's kind of like, how does my faith, like, in, like, work in everything that you do? It's like, I don't want to lie. I don't want to badmouth people. I don't want to say bad things behind other people's backs. And it's so easy. It's yeah. so easy to do that. Because it's like, as soon as you have a meeting with another department and then they walk out of the room, there's been so many times when people should be like, I don't like so-and-so for da-da-da-da. Or they're not doing their job, da-da-da-da. And it's so easy to badmouth them. And so for me, it's kind of like, well, talking to my coworker and saying, they're under a lot of stress, they're doing XYZ, or there's a lot going on in their personal life because of XYZ. And so just showing a little grace and mercy in that aspect it's hard. It's hard to stand up for other coworkers. It's hard to, mm-hmm. to just be like that. And so being in this industry with my Christian faith has been a huge challenge because it's easy to fall out of mm-hmm. what my Christian values are telling me to do. And so I love this industry, though.
So what you're saying is that all those years of first grade, third grade, fifth grade, junior high, they weren't wasted because you have this really strong foundation of your faith that some, you know, really cool, intimidating teacher input into you, so that now that you're in this very secular industry, the industry is not affecting you, but you're making an impact in your industry. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's so fun. Damon plug. Yeah, for sure. It's easy to get sucked up into what the industry has for you. Mm. And this doesn't apply to just the film industry. This can apply to finance, accounting. Like, there's so many industries that I don't know personally. But yeah, like how am I affecting the industry? And so that's so funny. Yes, Damon. The foundations that you have built have lasted through the years.
I'm just trying to throw you off guard because I didn't tell you that before.
That's so Damon. But like, the industry has been very good to me, and it's kind of like I have to recognize that that's God working in this industry. And it's kind of like I was telling you before the show, like, before every shooting on set, I will make a prayer for my crew. And knowing a lot of them aren't Christian, but it's kind of like, okay, God, like, I just want to pray for general safety. I want to pray for just a less stressful day, just because things will run smoothly. But at the end of the day, God, may your will be done. Whatever you want to happen, may it happen. And just use me as an instrument to not only be helpful to my coworkers, but like, how can I uplift the people around me? So God, please. Just have your hand of mercy and just keep everyone safe on this set. And so just small prayers like that have really helped me keep myself grounded and like, okay, why am I here? I'm here because it's a blessing from God to work here in this industry. And while I may call it luck in certain circumstances, but God, you have guided me here. Mm-hmm. So I have to recognize that, God, that you have done so many good things for me. And so this industry has just been so, it's been exciting. It's not working in an office is amazing. Yeah. but I think like being young in this industry, I'm curious on where it's going to be in like 10 years.
Yeah.
And like how social media changes things. And it's weird because when I'm on set, there's so many different walks of life, people that have walks of life. Like, I've had ex teachers, I've had ex vice principals, I've had ex wedding coordinators. I've had people who had worked in accounting for 10 years, then now they're in film. A lot of the young people, they've worked in restaurants. And so like this industry just collects so many different walks of life. And I think it's just a huge blessing to learn from these people as well as like, I'm not influencing them per se, but it's like showing them my good character through Christ. And just like when you're at work, like the things that you don't talk about at work, right, are like religion, politics, and I think it's money. But it's so easy because you're spending 12 hours a day with these people. You're always waiting for another department. You're always waiting for audio. You're waiting for wardrobe. You're waiting for producing.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, it's easy to just get in the groove and start talking to these people about life, about, hey, what are you doing on the weekend? At some point, everyone's a weekend warrior, unless you're working on Saturday, which is the worst. And so it's easy to get into these conversations with them and say, hey, like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, my kids has this recital and we're doing these things. And like, what's great about asking these potentially kind of lame questions of like, oh, what are you doing on the weekend? Is that they'll always ask back, which I think is great because it gives me an opportunity to be like, oh, I'm going to church on Sunday. I'm going to small group on these days. And it just gives me that slight opportunity to share my faith or to at least expose them to, yeah, I go to church.
Yeah.
And because of that, I've had a lot of great conversations with coworkers, like, oh, like what church do you go to? What do you believe in? And it gives me a great opportunity to just share my faith and just share the gospel. It doesn't always happen because it's so weird to be personal like that. It's so weird to share about, oh yeah, like I'm doing this awesome Jesus thing. Some people get kind of freaked out and some people are just like, are so curious because they don't interact with that many Christians or know about it. And so this one day I wore a very, it's weird to say, like a very Christian shirt, sweater on set. And so I noticed ever since I wore that shirt, everyone on set knew that I was Christian. Mm. And I was totally okay with that. And people would say, hey, awesome shirt, or hey, what does your shirt say? And it opened up a lot of doors for me to do that because I could wear a Christian shirt. Mm-hmm. And one of the talent on set was like, hey, can I take a picture of you with the shirt? And I was like, whoa. And so she has like a lot of followers on Instagram or something. Mm. And it was so fun. And so like, I'm always trying to look for opportunities to share about my faith, whether it's a small thing of like, hey, I'm just going to church on the weekend and saying what I'm doing at church, or if it's just wearing a Christian t-shirt because I can. Mm. And so I've been learning throughout my years in college and now of how to share my faith. Mm. And it's so hard and it's so weird, but it's a challenge.
Yeah, Brandon, that's so cool, especially the t-shirt thing. That's kind of hits close to home for me, especially since, you know, Brett just recently launched our very first Created and Called t-shirts. And that was really what we were hoping to do with that, is give our church family an opportunity to wear something that shows their faith to start good conversations. And, you know, from your experience and what you shared, it seems like that's actually happening and can happen.
Because it's so easy. It's like, I have to wear a shirt to work. And so I'm going to put this shirt on. And if they ask me about it, it's a great opportunity to share. And like, I've noticed people always read what's on your shirt, mm-hmm. no matter what, if they know it or if they don't know it, if it's some sort of symbol or if it's some sort of like funny saying, people will always read it. Cause we have this thing called show blacks. And so you wear black on set mm-hmm. because you don't want to reflect a light that might hit you. So if you're wearing white is one of the worst things to wear on set because it'll reflect the light. And it's like, where is that light source coming from or whatever? You're making someone too hot on camera. And so the blacks just envelop the light. And so when you're not shooting and you're wearing another shirt, people will always say something. Mm. And so when I wore my Christian shirt on set that one day, a bunch of people were like, I could see them making calculations in their head, be like, okay, Hojo is a Christian. Mm. And whether they're judging me or not, I don't know. But I could see like they wouldn't change in how they would interact with me. But I know that that conversation is now available with all of them. And a lot of people I have had that conversation. And so it's always a blessing to hear when another Christian's on set, because again, you don't normally talk about that.
Yeah.
And so for me to wear that Christian shirt has been so great for me. So for example, like right now I'm wearing a Cal State Long Beach sweater, and whenever I wear the sweater on set, someone will always say, hey, Long Beach, every time. And so what you wear is important. And so on set, when I would wear a Christian shirt, yeah, it's so big.
And that's cool that you're sharing about your evangelism on set, because that's kind of a season that our whole church is going through right now as we're going through the evangelism series. So maybe I should have asked you to be a part of it instead of me doing a lot of the teaching. Should have had you do some of it, Brandon, sharing some of these stories on there.
No, I mean, we're good. You don't got to get me on that team. But I think it's something that I've had to think about when I was in college, because 2 years of film school in college, our senior year, it's all about production. It's about making these films that you've written about. And so there was a time in college where every Sunday for about like 3 months, we're shooting, because we're still students. Mm-hmm. We still have to go to school. And so we can only shoot on the weekends. We get permits for the weekends or whatever. And so there for 3 months where I was shooting on Sundays. So I couldn't go to church because I had this obligation to be on set for school. Mm-hmm. And so for 3 months, I didn't go to church. And it was the hardest 3 months ever. Mm. Just not being able to go to church, not getting community, not getting really any kind of enrichment. Like, I wasn't doing devos at the time. And God spoke to me in those 3 months. He said, hey, look, this is what it's like with me, and this is what it's like without me. Mm-hmm. Choose. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I love going to church. Mm-hmm. And like that changes me in an evangelistic mindset, because it's like I'm prioritizing Sundays. I have to go to church on Sundays. But at the same time, in college, God was saying, look around at these people that you're spending every Sunday with, every Saturday, every waking hour with. How are you affecting these people? Mm-hmm. How are you being a light to these people who are the same age as you, going through the exact same things as you in college? Mm-hmm. How are you affecting these people? And so ever since college, I've had this heart to at least bring up my faith to my coworkers. Mm. And I had talked to a lot of my college film school friends about, like, you know, what are you religious? What do you believe in? I would hear all the time, oh, I used to be Catholic, but I don't go anymore. My parents brought me, and now I'm just doing my own thing. Mm. I would hear that story so many times. Even in my career now, I hear, oh, I used to be Catholic. I was raised Catholic. Mm. I hear that all the time. And so, like, just asking questions like, oh, what happened? And I've heard a lot of stories. And so I think my evangelism mindset is from those 3 months of, like, God saying, this is what it's like with me. This is what it's like without me. And so when you're not at church, what are you doing for me? Mm-hmm. And it changed everything. So I know I have to pray when I get to work. I have to make those moments. And it's like when you're praying for a meal, you're eating together. Everyone eats at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so to pray and close your eyes, like, when I open my eyes, I've caught people looking at me and then they'll ask me about it. Mm. And so just using that as an opportunity to share, like, oh, I'm Christian, this is important. And it's the funniest thing when people who don't go to church, especially in a Christian church, they'll say, so are you, like, religious? And I was like, yeah. Are you super religious? It's like, what does that mean? Like, do you go to church every Sunday? I was like, yeah. Is that weird? And so in their mind, like, that's super religious, of going to church every week. Well, they might go once every year, every other year. Mm. And so for me to just use that as an opportunity of, like, yeah, it's great. I get to do this and this and this. You should come. But it's hard for me because a lot of my coworkers were in Burbank. We're really far.
Yeah.
But then we go to church in Long Beach. And so for them to commute to that is a huge mm-hmm. deal. And I've invited a bunch of coworkers to church, but understanding, like, hey, it's far. I get it. But if you want to come, you know, it's available. And so I even tell them things like, oh, I know some good churches in the LA area too. And like, oh no, I don't know. And so, but I'm still always trying to look for an opportunity to share and kind of bring that up while still focusing on work. You know, like, you're there to work, so you don't want to take all the attention away.
Yeah. So it's neat to see how you're able to spend some of your downtime being able to create conversations and finding interesting ways to connect with your coworkers and really just build a relationship. And I really feel like that's a key part of the evangelism story, is just really the relationships. And that's how people really come to trust you a lot more, is through your relationships and not just trying to preach at them, but really trying to build a relationship. And then also the way that you're able to show how God has impacted your life and just being able to be excited about God. I think that's something that a lot of people that get preached at, they don't see that, right? Is the, wow, God is good and this person's excited about it. It's more like, they're scared and they don't want people to go to hell or something like that. And that's why they're preaching at me. But the way that you're sharing it, it's like, God is good and he can be good for you too, if you engage with him. So it's neat to hear that story. So Brandon, you brought your Bible in here because I feel like you wanted to share something. So as we're starting to wrap up, do you want to share the verse that you came with?
Yeah, absolutely. The verse that always comes to mind, one of my favorite verses, is Matthew 6, 33 and 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is Jesus talking about Sermon on the Mount. He's talking about the flowers and the leaves and the birds in the sky, and God cares for you infinitely more. But your mindset should be focused on, how am I seeking the kingdom? Because you, at the end of the day, you know God cares about you. You know that God is for you and doing all these things for you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Just worry about today. And so in my mind, I have to always consider, what am I doing today? What am I doing now that affects my coworkers, that affects me, that affects my emotions and my thoughts? Focusing on me now. And that focus is all directed towards the kingdom. Mm. It's all directed towards the things that aren't seen. It's the intangibles that you're focusing on. How can I be a good coworker as well as a good Christian at the same time? And just finding that meld. And that all comes down to seeking the kingdom and seeking his righteousness. Because at the end of the day, right, it's not about me. It's not about what I do. It's about how God is moving through other people. Mm. But again, it's not, I don't want to preach prosperity gospel, because just because you believe in Jesus doesn't mean everything's going to be good and jolly and frolicking through the fields. But like, I think by keeping my positive attitude, let it be infectious to other people. Mm. Let it be uplifting to the people around me. And so I just want to focus my heart, my mind, and my thoughts onto how am I being positive for my coworkers. Mm. And so I just want to, one, work hard, because that's what God has built me to do, is to work hard and be good at whatever I'm being challenged at. But two, like, how can I be a positive influence on the other people, and realizing, hey, God is not all about condemnation. He's not about pointing his finger and saying bad things about you, but that God loves you, and that let me be a reflection of how God is on loving other people, whether they believe in him or not.
Wow, those are some really good insights, Brandon. And I really feel like that's kind of what you're sharing right now is the direction that our church is going, in terms of the difference between what the gospel that we're learning more about and understanding each day versus the prosperity gospel. Is God's not just preaching to us or teaching us about when we believe in him, we're going to prosper in our circumstances, but it's more when we believe in him, we're going to prosper in spite of our circumstances, because he's transformed us into this type of people that can overcome the world, and because that's what Jesus did. So Brandon, before we let you go, I have one more question. Who is your favorite celebrity that you've worked with on film or TV?
Oh man, on the spot. So before, just to context, I told Damon, you can throw me any curveball. This is one of those curveballs. I was not expecting this. Who's one of my favorite celebrities to work with? I gotta give a shout out to one of my good friends, Jet Tila. Mm. He's so cool. He's so fun to be with. He's professional. He's funny. And he's just a nice, great human. And I hope, Jet, I hope you're listening, and I hope I can share this with you and just give you this huge shout out. But it pays to be just a good human. Those are the people you remember. Mm. And like, Jet has been so fun. Look him up. He's got his own cookbook. He's got world records in the Guinness World Record book. He's just a great guy.
Wait, he has a world record? What's his world record
for? He has like 6 world records. Like, it's like largest sushi roll or California roll or something. He just, look him up. He's got some great stuff, and he's just an amazing human being to prove. He's the Thai ambassador.
Wow, that's so cool. All right, thanks, Brandon, for spending your time with us. Just really appreciate you, and I'm so proud of the man that God has turned you into.
Thank you so much, Damon. And hey, if you're listening and you want any advice, to just talk to your coworkers about things. It's as simple as like, hey, how's your weekend? And people are mirrors. They will always ask you back, what are you doing on the weekend? Just be like, hey, I'm going to church. And sometimes that just starts a lot of things. And it's okay to be judged. It's going to be weird and feel awkward, I guarantee it. But it's all the little things. And God sees that too. But if you ever want to talk to me or see me at church, just hit me up in a text. I'm very open book. Just come and see me, and it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time.
And just to give a plug, Brandon will also be preaching upcoming in a few short weeks.
In May 1st. Uh-oh. Find it on YouTube. Uh-oh.
So until next time, thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.